الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we read about the debate that took place between Numrud, the Malik, the king of Babylon, between him and between Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was the debate about? The debate was about the Qudrah, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything. And in that incident, we read that the argument of Numrud, his point of argument was flawed by his foolishness, utter foolishness and sheer stupidity. And we see that the point of argument that was cited by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that was backed and supported by proof. And in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you see the disbeliever, referring to Numrud, he was then dumbfounded. And he had no answer to give Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam proved to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in sole and complete control of everything. Now in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhibits his power over everything through another example, through another incident. And this incident now is cited also as an example to show you again the proof, the power and the qudra and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything. So Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh you Muhammad, have you considered this following incident as an example also to show, to see and to understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything? And what is this incident? This is the incident of a person who passed by a village. He passed by a township. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. This person, he passed by a township which had fallen on its roofs, which had fallen into ruins. It collapsed. And then this person said, قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to give life to this village, to this town, after its lifelessness, after its death? In other words, now we see, it completely collapsed. But is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can Allah now revive this? Because he saw the condition. So Allah says, فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ 100 عام ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. Allah showed him day and day how Allah will do it, by giving him, granting him death, and this person then remained dead for 100 years. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him, brought him to life. And now Allah asked him a question, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْت. How long did you tarry along there dead? How long did you remain dead for? قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. He said, I remained dead for a day or less than a day, part of a day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, you remain dead for a period much longer than that. قَالَ بَلْ لَبِثْتَ 100 عام. You remain like that for 100 years. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay now, فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ. Look at your food and your drink next to you. لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. They didn't undergo any change. They didn't rot. They're still the same. So with the passage of time, they still remain the same. And then Allah says, وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ. Look at your donkey on your side. He was traveling with this donkey of his as a mode of, or as a means of his transport. Allah says, look at this donkey, and you now see it in bones. You see the bones of this donkey. Allah says, we are going to, in other words, if you ponder and you reflect over that, you are now going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to restore or grant that donkey also life, and that will be a means for people. Your example, وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Your example will also be a means of a sign or a lesson for people to come, that they will look into your example and they will understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect man. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will restore and Allah will grant life to this dead land after its lifelessness. So Allah says, now look at these bones of this donkey. وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا ثُمَّ نَكْسُهَا لَحْمًا. How we are going to arrange them again, how we are going to bring them together, how we are going to set them together, and then we are going to clothe them in flesh. Allah says, فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ. This person was now watching all of it. And once it became clearly evident to him how all of this happens with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power over everything, he then said, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That I know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power. Allah, He has the power to do everything. So the greatest lesson that we learn from here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power over everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He pleases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not even questioned about what He does. Rather, we are questioned. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.